Good morning. Welcome to the show. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
Benny. So, again, the Oscars were on last night. Now, here's the thing. I'm very negative about the Oscars, especially the Grammys.
Grammys. Do you honestly watch them?
No, I don't. I don't spend any time with them. I check the recaps late the next day in case something crazy happened. And in this day and age, that's the thing. You don't even need to watch. You can go 3 hours and 45 minutes long. Yeah, I'm not going to sit through that.
It's too much, man.
It is too much. And my thing is like, okay, obviously these actors, it's a craft. They practice it. Some of them aren't terrible. Like Mark Wahlberg. The fact that guy is in movies is beyond me.
I feel like as we get older and the years go, that we're starting to not appreciate actors as much as we used to. Well, I could really care less right now. Back in the day, I loved acting. I wanted to be an actor. This is the greatest thing ever.
Maybe because we don't have any new, like, really stand-up. I mean, there's some good new actors, but not as many.
There's no one that stands out. Yeah. Kind of in a chunk.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's the millennials.
Ever since Schwarzenegger left, I was like, yeah, I'm done.
It. I'm done. The Governator's gone. I don't care. Conan the Barbarian was the last good movie ever made. Kindergarten Cop was the pièce de résistance of movies.
Not a tumor.
I don't want to tap these celebrities on the back, you know?
You know, they get
enough,
don't
they? Say? I think so. I mean, they're getting millions of dollars to act. And all right, acting is not that hard, okay?
Oh,
it's
boy.
It's not. Let's be honest, okay?
Maybe for some. Some people, it's probably pretty hard.
Well, Mark Wahlberg, yeah.
I hate when people win awards for best acting, because is it really their acting, or is it whoever wrote the script for the movie?
I guess they're bringing it to life. I don't know.
People are like, oh my gosh, he's so funny. It's like, but is he, though?
Like
Chris Farley was actually funny. Will Ferrell, he's actually funny. But then there's other people that are in these comedy movies. Oh, I didn't know they were funny.
I think comedies, you bring up a decent point. Comedies, yes, because it's other people's writings. Drama, though, to bring up tears and real emotion, make people feel it. I guess I shouldn't be.
But you
got
to give props to people like what's his face? He played Joker in Dark Knight.
Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger.
You got to go into a special kind of place to get that right mind frame to play a character like that. Yeah. It is tough. It's especially some of I don't know, man.
Do you think they deserve the money they get though?
It's ridiculous.
I mean, millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars.
Do you think it's worth millions of dollars?
Typically, how long does it take to film a movie?
About a year. Let's say a year. I think, some movies are made in like 24 days.
That is true.
3 months, you know what I mean? And they're getting millions of dollars, not to mention they're getting, you know, royalties and all the merchandise, and if they make action figures. I don't know if it's worth millions of dollars.
You're right. I don't think it's worth millions of dollars. But it's celebrity status, too. You gotta pay the guys.
Yeah. But why?
Save yourself some money. Don't pay them as much.
I don't know.
But then they start crying. Then they go on that strike. And then we got to hear about that. just give them their millions and, go on with your day.
See, that's the problem is we've made this culture, though, of celebrity worship. And that's, I guess, with the Oscars. It's like, hey, we're going to give you these trophies for acting. Mm-hmm. And then here's a gift bag with $100,000 worth of free stuff. And then we're going to pay you. And you're all going to schmooze. I don't know.
That's what I was trying to get to earlier, though. The celebrity worship, I feel like that's diminishing over time.
Yeah, screw those celebrities. Screw them, man.
They get together and just toot their own horns and take selfies.
That's all it is. I don't know. And then we just go, oh, look at the selfies. It's so amazing.
As we're sitting at home in our filth.
Exactly.
Staring at the screen.
I think that's what it is. We just hate them. We hate them because they're beautiful and they're rich.
You know who really talks about this a lot? I know you don't like the guy. Joe Rogan and Bill Burr as well.
Yeah.
They talk about acting and, they've had opportunities to go act and they won't do it.
Yeah.
It's like, you're just weird people, man.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's like, if you think about it, it's like you're not really being yourself. 11 months out of the year.
That's true.
You're being somebody else, and it kind of becomes you.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't want any of that.
Yeah.
Screw that.
It's a good point.
Yeah, it would be kind of weird, man.
Yeah.
Like, no, Heath Ledger. No wonder he killed himself. Man.
Yeah.
Right.
He was deep into that. Well, Daniel Day-Lewis doesn't break character. Yeah. Well, any role he does. When he did the Scarlet Letter. Was it The Crucible?
Yeah, The Crucible.
The Crucible. Mm-hmm. Like, he didn't, like, bathe for the entire, like, because it was in colonial times. Mm-hmm. And he was filthy, teeth all dirty and everything. He's a method actor. So I give him props.
Right, that's committed. You got to pay that guy.
Yeah.
You know, but
how does the Hulk, does he break character?
You're an idiot. Why do we let him in here, Hunter? Why do we do it?
The Hulk.
You know, I'm going to give you an award for dumbest guy on the morning show. That's your Oscar.